You're listening to WGXC's Weekend in Review for Monday, August 6th. This is Alana Medlock sitting in for Philip Grant. Audrey Matat is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. Greenville town officials are preparing a response to a notice of violation from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation after numerous violations were found with petroleum bulk storage at the town highway department. The notice, dated June 22nd, detailed numerous areas of noncompliance, including the fact that the facility is not registered with the department as a bulk storage facility. The notice goes on to describe six tanks at the highway department, ranging in size from 275 to 2,000 gallons, to state various violations, including tanks with fill points not properly color-coded, a tank in need of a surface coat, insufficient labeling on tanks, tanks in need of proper shutoff valves, and monthly tank inspection reports. The DEC has given the town 30 days to submit proof that the needed corrections have been made or to submit a plan on how the town intends to achieve compliance. Town Supervisor Paul Macko said he would reach out to local highway departments to see how shared services are managed to gauge ideas on how to move forward in the future. The Greenville Town Board has agreed to seek bids on the replacement tanks to compare costs and create a plan that will be submitted to the DEC on how the violations will be remedied. You can read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Education Department said August 3rd it shortchanged most school districts in New York by $12 million when distributing federal funding for teacher training last year. At the same time, the state said it gave charter schools more than their share. The department blamed, quote, an error in the calculation process, end quote, when implementing the new Title II Part A federal funding formula. The 278 overfunded schools will have their allocations revised downward for the next 5 years as a result. The 687 underfunded districts, including many in the Mid-Hudson Valley, will receive what they are owed during the 2018-19 school year, the department said. Districts in Columbia and Greene counties and the payments they will receive during the coming year include $73,000 for Caro-Durham, $80,000 for Catskill, $43,000 for Chatham, $54,000 for Coxsackie Athens, $20,000 for Germantown, $47,000 for Greenville, $99,000 for Hudson, $23,000 for Hunter Tannersville, $53,000 for Ichabod Crane, $21,000 for New Lebanon, $87,000 for Taconic Hills, and $15,000 for Wyndham, Ashland, Jewett. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Green Party gubernatorial candidate Howie Hawkins is calling for the state of New York to take over Spectrum for use as its own public broadband utility. Hawkins said New York should take over Spectrum as a way to, quote, jumpstart a public broadband system, end quote. In a statement, Hawkins said, quote, customers are unhappy with escalating costs and deteriorating customer service. A democratically structured public broadband system would operate at cost for public benefit, not for the profit of distant shareholders. It would provide better service at lower cost and rapidly expand service to the underserved rural and inner city communities, end quote. He cited a study by researchers at Harvard University that found private sector broadband options were more expensive than community broadband networks. More than 750 communities already operate public broadband, but a takeover by New York would be the first of its kind nationwide. As envisioned by Hawkins, the plan would be decentralized and local governments would operate local franchises. Hawkins' suggestion came as state regulators demanded that Charter sell Spectrum. Charter has 60 days to come up with a plan for the divestiture, which the Public Service Commission says is the only way to resolve a 7-month conflict between the state and Charter over allegations the company violated the conditions of its 2016 acquisition of Time Warner Cable. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced August 2nd Taconic State Park at Copaic Falls is one of 14 locations in New York to receive funding under the state's $2.5 million commitment to build or improve state park playgrounds. This funding is part of Cuomo's goal to modernize 100 state park playgrounds by 2020. The park improvements are related to New York's Connect Kids to Parks program. That effort is intended to draw more youth to the outdoors by offering free day-use park entry to fourth-grade students and their families, and a new transportation grant program to help school children visit state parks. Under the initiative, state parks will replace outdated playgrounds with modern code-compliant equipment and in distinct areas for young and older age groups. Playground improvements will be coupled with the addition of shade trees or canopies, seating, water fountains, and trail and walkway connections to the rest of the park. Read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a heat advisory from noon through 9 p.m. Monday, August 6th and Tuesday, August 7th for the WGXC listening area. Heat index values from the middle 90s to approximately 100 are expected due to temperatures in the upper 80s to middle 90s and dew points in the middle 60s to middle 70s. The combination of heat and high humidity may cause heat stress or other heat-related illnesses, particularly to those most vulnerable. Listeners are advised to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC Weekend in Review for Monday, August 6th.